head to the fourth inning. A really nice view as the sky has a little bit of an orange color to it as we get going in the fourth. Sun's starting to set on this Friday night, taking you through the fourth and the fifth. Here's Gavin Baxley.
Thanks, Jack. Still scoreless. And it's because of Hagen Smith on the mound as he's going to pitch to start this fourth inning with a strike to Gregory Barrios. The 0-1 fouled back as Bo Jackson night continues, and you mentioned Frank Thomas's stats. Bo Jackson didn't really hang around Birmingham for a very long period of time, just played four games here with the Barons in 1991. The 0-2 is upstairs.
A guy like you is probably thinking only if he went to Alabama.
If only. A couple of Auburn guys, obviously, with Thomas and Jackson, both having stints here. The 1-2 is just outside. Over those four games, he had four hits on 13 at-bats, a .308 average. Two and two the count for Barrios. Here's the pitch. Swung on this one. A fly ball to right field, trailing foul, but able to grab it in time is the right fielder, Varus, for the out. Homer Bush Jr. comes up now with one down, no one on, and no score. Bush was struck out looking in that first inning. Walked off frustrated from it. He knew right as the pitch came that he should have swung at it. See if he can redeem himself. The first pitch inside. Pitch from Smith, a swing and a miss for Bush. Just one hit allowed so far by Hagen Smith. That was Trace Barrera with the single in the second. 1-1 count for Bush. It is just high. Now the 2-1, this one's swung on, a line drive deep to right field, right into the warning track. It'll drop for a double now, at least as Bush races past second, now trying to get to third, he slides in safely. Homer Bush Jr. with a triple on Hagen Smith. That's his fifth triple of the season for Bush Jr. Puts a runner in scoring position now with just one down, and it's Will Simpson with a chance to give Montgomery a lead. Just drove that one far enough that Varus, who was playing a little bit closer in, was going to have to trail back and try and get to it and couldn't. The pitch was just outside to Will Simpson, 1-0. Now this pitch is just outside again. Two balls, no strikes. Infield is playing in a little bit here. Jack mentioned Montgomery's bunted we've seen a handful of bunts over the last couple of games here in this series. The 2-0 in for a strike on the changeup. Simpson batting .209 on the year, 31 RBIs this season. The 2-1 Simpson takes for ball three, just outside on the slider. Three balls, one strike. The pitch is upstairs for ball four. Will Simpson walks, And Montgomery has runners on the corners. Braden Taylor now will come up with two runners on here at first and third. As they're going to have a meeting at the mound now for Birmingham.
This is really the first trouble that Smith has been in. He's cruised through the first three innings, and Bush Jr. rattled him at least a little bit with that triple. That's what happens when you got the Jets that Homer does. And nice to put a little bit of pressure on this 21-year-old and see how he responds to a tough situation.
Big chance here for Montgomery. They've struggled throughout the month, really, in stranding runners. Just a lack of ability to score over the course of July has been a real problem for Montgomery. Just four wins this month for the Biscuits. And a lot of those have come in games where Montgomery scored three or less. First pitch to Braden Taylor is low and outside. The 1-0 now to Taylor is downstairs. Twelve games this month, Montgomery has scored three runs or less. Yesterday was a bit of an anomaly for the month of July. Six runs scored despite the loss as the pitch comes in for a strike. 2-1 for Taylor. And here comes the pitch. Takes for strike two, and the count evens at two apiece. Still no score in the top of the fourth, but a chance for that to change here with runners at first and third. Smith looks at first, now the pitch, and swung on, just barely tipped by Taylor. Taylor stays alive. The lefty batter up against the lefty pitcher who pitches inside. And the count goes full. Big pitch coming now with a payoff. Smith gets the call, now the throw. This one is swung on and fouled. Taylor was 0 for 4 yesterday. Over the course of the series, he's 1 for 10. Made it on one other time off a walk. He's got an RBI to his name as well. Try the payoff one more time. This one swung on. This one drops down the right field line. It'll bring in one run. Now racing to second as it gets stuck in the corner there. It's a double, and two runs coming in for Montgomery. A two RBI double for Braden Taylor, and the Biscuits have the lead here in the fourth. Just managed to line that one right between Galani and Antonacci. And then it took a long roll down that first base line.
Barris took an awful angle as well. I mean, he was running like it was going to stop halfway down the line, and then he had to angle back.
Now the first pitch to Barrera, a swing and a miss. 92 on the sinker.
Yeah, and Barris just ended up taking way too long to dig that ball out. That's really what allowed Simpson to score. You could have almost given him an error there. I mean, of course, they'll take the two-run double, but big for the Biscuits to get on the board first tonight.
Pitch to Barrera, low and outside. prior to this inning, Barrera was the only biscuit with a hit. We've seen a triple and a double here in the fourth. This one is fouled back. That single was Barrera's first hit of the series. Now the 1-2 is swung on. This one a fly ball to right field. Dropping back to get it as the center fielder, Nishida. He grabs it, but it's deep enough to allow Brayden Taylor to advance to third. Barrera flies out. Taylor now awaits at third with one down, and it's Brock Jones. Some action in the bullpen for Birmingham, and it's Tommy Vail getting warmed up. As Jones steps into the box, the lefty who had the home run last night, the pitch in for a strike.
Let's remember how careful they've been with Smith, especially since he had that elbow soreness. He's thrown 70 pitches now tonight. It's the most pitches he's thrown since coming back from that elbow injury.
0-1 check swing didn't go around.
So I wouldn't be surprised if Smith exits sooner rather than later. They're probably hoping he can get this last out and get through four innings. But if he doesn't get Jones here, they may make the change anyway.
A ball and a strike here for Jones. The pitch is a strike on the slider. Both Smith and Kurett, we expected to be having a bit of a duel here, but we also know that they both are coming off of injuries in the past. Expected to see them get around that 70 pitch mark as this one is going to hit Brock Jones, and he is going to take first base. Just got him right there, I believe, on the elbow.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Jones advances to first, and Smith may be done for the night as they're going to have another meeting here and see if anyone comes out of that Birmingham bullpen. It looks like they are going to make a change. So a Southern Orthopedic Surgeons call to the bullpen. Go to sos-ortho.com. Southern Orthopedic Surgeons, when you're hurt, we will get you back in the game. We'll introduce you to the new pitcher for Birmingham. When we come back, it's 2-0 Montgomery in the top of the fourth.
The most famous Birmingham Baron, who was here for just half a season, Michael Jordan in 1994. Well, we're in 2025 now. We're still talking about him, so that definitely means something. We head to the pitching change here as Tommy Vail takes over, the 26-year-old lefty from Seattle, Washington. Guess where he played his college ball? Auburn University. Tons of Auburn talk tonight. As Vail makes his 10th appearance of the year for the Barons, 4-2 record, 3-1-2 earned run average at 40 and a third, 35 strikeouts, 23 walks for Vail, Gavin.
Thanks, Jack. You beat me to it. I was ready to talk about it as well. Vail finished his college career at Auburn. First pitch is a strike.
Have we talked about Auburn tonight? I'm not sure.
Just a little bit.
Is that hurting you?
No, I'm okay. I'm a Troy guy, so.
Yeah,
I'm all good with it. It's Cameron James up to bat here. The 0-1, a swing and a miss. A runner at first for Montgomery, with that being Brock Jones, and a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Biscuits in the top of the fourth. Vail finished his career at Auburn. He made his way through the portal a couple of times. This pitch is a swing and a miss, and I'll tell you more about Tommy Vail when we get to the fifth and he comes back out. A strikeout on the first batter faced ends the top of the fourth. Montgomery takes the lead, though. It's 2-0 midway through four.